The Abbott government considered cutting off welfare to so-called young job snobs under a radical proposal. The plan is revealed in a cabinet document obtained by the ABC. It details how senior ministers wanted options to crack down on young people accessing income support to save money in the 2014 budget. Political reporter Ashlyn McGee has this exclusive report.
The 2014 budget cut hard, but Joe Hockey, Tony Abbott and Matthias Cormann, the Razor Gang, had considered a more extreme cut to block everyone under 30 from income support. A cabinet document obtained by the ABC reveals they asked then Social Services Minister Kevin Andrews to come back to them with some options. He had three. Ban everyone under 30 from income support, ban young people in areas where there was work available, or limit support to young people with a solid work history. He also flagged an option to reduce the, quote, harshness of the scheme. They could roll out an income-managed basics card to help cover some costs. The cabinet document states,
"This proposal may receive support from those in the community who have little sympathy for job snobs."
A blanket ban could have saved the government nearly $9 billion over 4 years. Kevin Andrews is a factional ally of Tony Abbott's and they now sit together on the government's backbench. But back then, the document shows he was the one arguing against the harsh proposal. In a draft letter, he says he has significant concerns and he flags that there will be blowback to the idea. It was sent to Tony Abbott and copied to then Employment Minister Erica Betts and then Human Services Minister Maurice Payne. He writes,
"This is a fundamental change to Australia's universal social security system. It is not clear that there is a strong evidence base for this approach."
The cabinet document is marked protected, sensitive and cabinet in confidence and explains the proposals in detail. But it seems Kevin Andrews' arguments were persuasive and the radical idea was killed off. It never made it into the 2014 budget. Erica Betts says in a statement he was pleased it didn't, but that the coalition government was and is eager to ensure it doesn't set up young Australians for a lifetime of welfare. And Tony Abbott says the 2014 budget was an attempt to make serious structural reforms to lift the nation's productivity. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann and Senator Maurice Payne declined to comment, while Joe Hockey and Kevin Andrews are yet to respond.
Ashlyn McGee reporting.